Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commissioners remind you that this season's variety plot field tours will be happening in April and May. Executive Director Mike Schulte says the Wheat Commission proud to support the wheat breeding efforts at Oklahoma State.
We encourage producers to take the time to go to these variety trials. There's lots of information that's being discussed on the varieties. You know, producers have a lot more options compared to what they had 5 to 10 years ago as far as variety releases. No doubt, each year it seems like Oklahoma has given us something a little bit different to deal with regards to weather and moisture and all the other factors that are out there. But producers have options, and they don't have to have all their eggs in one basket. So I think that, you know, they need to take the time that is allotted to these variety trials and go out and see what we're doing with the public breeding program.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the wheat producer. To find out more about their efforts, go to www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures finished today strong across the board here. There was a little bit of weakness early, especially in the corn and the beans, but wheat was pretty much stronger throughout the day. It closed really strong. The last tick of the day was on the high. July Kansas City wheat was up 9.5 cents at 5.09 1/4 for the last tick. Some really strong closes there. I believe that would be the highest close we've seen in quite some time. July Chicago wheat higher as well, 5.82 1/2 up 9.75. And then beans really were about steady here, with July up 1/4 at 9.75 1/4. November beans down 1/4 at 9.50 3/4. And then corn continues to be pretty weak. It did close just a little bit stronger, up 2 cents today. July corn was up 2.5 at 3.64 with the low of 3.59 1/2. D's corn up 2 3/4 at 3.79 3/4. Now December corn all the corn is about 15 cents off the low set back on October 1st. A lot of people with the good planting paces and things going as expected are really expecting it to go test those lows at some point, as long as weather doesn't mess up. There's always a hot dry point of the summer, which tends to cause those row crops to rally.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Yesterday's final tally of the Kansas wheat crop was smaller than expected. It was 288.5 million bushels in Kansas. They're expecting 300, so about 12 million bushels smaller than expected. Last year it was 246 million bushels, so bigger than last year, but smaller than expected for the start of this year. Oklahoma was about 111 million bushels overall. Now this next Tuesday, we're going to have the monthly ending stocks and grain report out of the USDA. Ending stocks for corn are expected to be 1.864 billion bushels. That's up about 40 million bushels from last month. Beans, 360 million bushels, down 10 million bushels from the April report. Wheat, slightly bigger, that's 693 million bushels. And then for ending stocks the next year, 15-16 crop year, 1.752 for corn, up from the February outlook. Beans, 443 million bushels, and then wheat, 750 million, smaller than the February outlook. And then for the 15 hard red winter wheat production forecast, it's looking like 845 million bushels for hard red winter wheat. Last year we were 738, so over 100 million bushels bigger than last year.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. In recapping the markets, June live cattle up 212 at 151.50, August up 155 at 149.82. May feeder cattle 97 higher at 215.87, August up 82 at 217.62. June lean hogs up 132. At 84.82, July up 60 at 83.92. In the grain markets, July Kansas City wheat up 8 3/4 at 508.5, with the December up 8 at 534.5. July Chicago wheat up 8 3/4 at 481.5. July corn up 1.5 at 363. December up 1 1/4 at 378.25. July soybeans up 1 1/4 at 976.25. And November up 1 at 952. July cotton up 63 at 66.16. December up 51 at 65.94. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.